Stand by for my special guest, David Cassidy, is on the way.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling, didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And didn't I go and shout it when you walked into the room? I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. It's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. I love there is no cure for. Oh, I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. Believe me, you really don't have to worry. I only wanna make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face.
Do you think you love me?
What thing?
I'm very pleased to welcome my extra special guest. He's returning to Merseyside, but let someone better than me do the introduction for him.
Hey, at this time, I'd like you to meet the greatest teenage idol since I turned 20. Here's a lad with so much talent, personality, and sex appeal, it's hard to understand how he wasn't born an Osmond brother. I give you the star of the Partridge Family and millions of teenage dreams, David Cassidy, right here. Collect those footprints. We'll sell them in the lobby.
Hey, oh, David, better introduction than mine, Dave.
Hi, mate. Oh, Lord, that is so, so cool. Bob Hope introducing me.
Yeah.
Come on. That was wild. I had no idea that was going. That, I mean, you're the first and only person that I've ever had play that clip.
Yeah.
And I've heard about all of them, but you know what's so cool for me? I have such a special connection with Liverpool. I mean, I did Blood Brothers on Broadway, and
yeah,
I did it with Petula Clark, and it was the first and only time my brother and I, Sean and I, worked together. And I got to meet so many of the great. Willie Russell for me is one of the greatest writers of all time.
He was in the Narrator, wasn't he, for you?
Yeah, he was, I gotta tell you, he was so complimentary. And in the beginning, a lot of the original cast from Blood Brothers in the West End came to open the show, and then the show was not doing well, and my brother and Petula and I came in, and it became a giant hit. But a lot of the original, who were obviously from Merseyside, and I got to know John Lennon quite well, and I got to meet all the Beatles and play with John, and he became kind of a mentor to me. And I think because a lot of people in America don't realize that Liverpool and Ireland have a very, very strong connection, and my family's Irish, but John and I, he became a real mentor to me, and the Beatles were the reason. John and Paul, I think, were the greatest tandem writers of the latter 20th century, and yeah. You know, for me to know them, I played with Paul once in Paris years and years ago, but I got to know John very, very well, and he was a real mentor, and I bought an electric guitar the next day after I saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show when I was 13. That's the way it began, and thank God I will definitely do a Beatles or two when I'm in Liverpool.
And in fact, you're coming back to Liverpool because you did do read with one of the... Who was on with you last time? Was it Boy George on with you last time, was he, David?
No, actually, it was the Osmonds.
Oh, that's right, yeah, it was the Osmonds. Yeah, we had Jimmy in last week. They were over here doing a gig last week, actually. And they got a new album out. They got a new album out, and it's excellent.
Do they? That's fantastic.
Yeah,
is wonderful.
The new single is the old American hit, I Need You. You know the America song, I Need You? Well, the Osmonds have covered that. It's great.
I became very good friends with them. Jerry Beckley wrote the song, and Jerry and I, he actually co-produced an album with me, and he and Brian Wilson and I wrote a song together that was on my album, and it was so great to get to know them. But I Need You... Also, I'll tell you who else covered that song. It was Harry Nilsson.
Oh, yeah.
But I Need You is a fantastic song, really is. Those guys, he and Jerry Beckley and Dewey, are still out touring, and they wrote some Horse With No Name, Ventura Highway, Tin Man, you know, Sister Golden Hair. I know all of their hits.
It's been a long time since the Partridge Family, David. You've done you've done a lot in that time. There's not much you haven't done. Acting, writing, producing. You've been busy all the time. And I would imagine, I mean, music, I think, runs in your family. I mean, here's a little example.
Yeah, it's...
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive.
That was your dad.
How about that?
Hey. What a great... I never realised, David, your dad was such a good singer.
He was an amazing singer. And my brothers, Patrick, Sean, and Ryan, and our kids, like Patrick's son, he has two sons who are musicians, and my son's just started, Bo, and he has a fantastic voice. My dad was the true Irish tenor. You just heard it. But he was all theatrical, and he inspired. I mean, he had so much talent, my dad. I'm so
overwhelmed.
I'm so thankful you played that. No one has ever done that. Ever.
Well, okay, David.
You play two clips that I have never, ever heard in 40 years of doing this.
But we do our job properly. How about this, David? Because we're talking about Jack Cassidy, of course. He was David's dad. And what a great actor he was as well.
Columbo. Antonio. Murder. By the book. Starring Peter Falk, Jack Cassidy, and Martin Milner.
This will be the last time that I can...
Jimmy?
Look at it this way, Mrs. Ferris. Maybe he isn't dead. Now, there's no body, no blood.
No, he was shot!
A classic feature-length Columbo, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, were you visiting friends in San Diego?
He has a place there, a cabin.
Oh, away for the weekend. Gee, that's nice. This man, Franklin, took your husband's life.
Can Columbo solve what just might be the perfect crime?
How much for your silence?
$15,000.
Say, what kind of nightlife do you have around here?
Nightlife? None. It's such a beautiful night. We should row out to the center of the lake and go for a swim.
The first one, the clever one, that wasn't yours.
Oh, I'm beginning to like you.
A a first-rate murder mystery written by Stephen Bochco of L.A. Law and Hill Street Blues fame.
How about it?
How about that?
Directed by Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Steven Bochco.
Yeah.
How about those that pedigree and Peter Falk? I'll tell you what you just did for me, my friend. I can only tell you is so. It's such an honor, and I'm so. I'm overwhelmed by it. I mean it. I'm overwhelmed.
Well, thank you, David. It's only doing the job properly.
No, I've never had anyone do the job as
properly. Yeah, but you must get
you.
Fed up with people asking you the same stuff all the while, so you have to try.
Well, you know, I don't get fed up with it, but. You can tell the same story, and I can't tell it the same way, but I can tell you now, having an opportunity to talk about my family and to talk about my dad and talk about my children now. Katie has become a really successful actress. My son is at Boston University, and he got into NYU and, to you know, some of the most difficult colleges to get into. And he's in a band called The Fates, F-A-T-E-S. My son, Bo Cassidy, and he's just got signed with a manager. He's got a lawyer that I put him together with, and they're going to go out on tour, and he's writing and producing, and I'm real proud of him.
I write the songs that
My guest is David Cassidy. He's back on Merseyside. He's at the arena in the Once in a Lifetime tour in November.
With Leo Sayer and Hot Chocolate and Smokey, it's going to be smoking.
Okay, David, as well as being, you've done a lot of acting yourself. You had your own television series. What was it called? David Cassidy.
Man Undercover.
Man Undercover, that was it. David Cassidy, Man Undercover. Just get back to your dad for a second. What an absolutely brilliant villain he was, David.
Wasn't he great?
He was an incredible villain. He's the kind of fella who, if you walked into a room, you wouldn't trust him straight away.
Especially if you were his son. You never knew. He was bipolar and manic depressive. You never knew. As a kid, my brothers would tell you the same thing. He had the greatest sense of humor of anyone, and I mean this sincerely. My father had so many talents. He was the most talented human being that I've ever met in my life, because he could sing, he could act, he could sculpt, he could draw, he could paint, and he had an eye. He would decorate in Beverly Hills around Christmas time. He would go in and redecorate storefront windows and do it for fun. Yeah. And he was just an amazing human being.
Okay, well, you are as well, David. Let's talk about David Cassidy for him, because I know that, and a couple of our people have emailed me about this. You did a wonderful thing a few weeks ago when you were in, I think it was the Magic City Casino in Miami, was it?
I did.
And you did a beautiful tribute to Davy Jones.
I did. He became my friend in the last 5 years, and he's the only person that I in America had done a show with, and I'd done 4 shows over the last, I guess, 4 or 5 years. It was the only show we were going to do together, and I met him many, many years ago, and I was a fan of his and the Monkees. They've made some great records, and Davey and I shared a great passion for thoroughbreds and racing. He was dedicated. He actually rode and won his only race. He was into jump racing.
Yeah, he was a jockey.
Yeah. But he was so talented. You know, people in America only saw him as a monkey. He was the original Dodger over here, and in the Artful Dodger. And I got to tell you, he was such a talented young guy. I met him. And as he got older, it was like a fine wine. He aged and became humble and became really a wonderful dad. I know that. I got to know his daughters when he and Linda had split up, his first wife. She became a very good friend of mine. And his daughters were absolutely, Talia and Sarah, I mean, just fantastic kids, and loved their dad. And we talked a lot as fathers. We talked a lot, and he had these great ideas about doing. He came out and sang "I Think I Love You" with me on one of the shows.
I know, he sang with you in New Jersey just towards the end of 2011, didn't he? Only a few months ago, you sang on stage in New Jersey with him.
Yeah, in fact, what was so cool is I wanted to see his whole show. And he did an amazing job. I got to tell you, he did some Broadway kind of stuff, or West End kind of stuff, more theatrical, and he included that. And at one point, he brought his wife out, who did some dance. I mean, it was really different. Mm. And at the end, I came out and sang "I'm a Believer" with him. And I'm going to do 3 more shows dedicated to Davey that he was going to do, and his manager called me and said, "Listen, the promoter had called me from Vegas because you were there so long and you have such a following there. Would you consider doing a show where you would dedicate and do a few of Davey's songs?" And the one in Miami just 10, 12 days ago was really fantastic. And the songs I did "Daydream Believer" and "I'm a Believer." And I think it's going to be great. I'm going to do a few more. I'm going to do "Valerie" and "Last Train to Clarksville." And anyway, it's so fantastic. I'm thrilled to be able to come back and to be able to do this and to do it in Liverpool again. And to talk to you again is fantastic.
so many meanings. Could it be forever? Am I just a waste of time? I don't think so, 'cause you let me know. You make me feel like you're mine. Girl, I feel like you're mine, and I can't remember when the feelings have been stronger. And all I know is I can't let go. I wanna be with you, wanna be with you just a little while longer. Could it be forever? Was my mind just rambling on? Maybe it is, and if it is, then I'll be moving on. Will I feel like you're mine, and I see your face, I'm not alone. I have these feelings, I feel like you're mine, I've never known a time before. It's had so many meanings.
Is Butler's eldest.
Billy Butler, BBC Radio Merseyside.
Will there come a day you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time we can find the time out for one another? We've been traveling in circles such a long, long time, trying to say hello. Oh, and we can just let it ride, but someone that I'd like to get to know.
I'll meet you halfway. That's better than no way. There must be some way to get it together. And if there's some way, I know that someday we just might work it out forever. We can finally see each other. Will there come a time we can find the time to reach out for one another? See each other. Will there come a time?
Great song. That was a B-side, believe it or not. David Cassidy with some great songs there, and he's here at the arena in November.